Welcome everybody to meeting number 11 of Frodsham Town Council's Amenities Committee. We're going to go straight in and agenda item number one, which is apologies and reasons for absence. Jo, do we have any apologies?
We don't.
Any apologies? Okay, thank you. Any declarations of interest from councillors on any item on the agenda?
No, great, no.
Okay, thank you, Lucy. Agenda item number three is our public participation. We have some members of the public here with us this evening, so you're invited to speak on any items which are on the agenda tonight. So, should we want to speak on one of the items on the agenda this evening?
Yes.
Okay.
It's regarding the Top Road play area.
Okay.
I believe you've had some emails and photographs from several residents. Effectively, for the last 3 years, footpaths 19 and 20 are just not accessible. And it's just cut us off a route which is a nice walk. I think everyone has been upset by the fact that quite clearly it's been done deliberately. There's a cattle pen right in the middle of footpath 20, which is a nice route down to Hazelhurst Road. Just can't get through there any longer because of the sort of bull feces and deep mud. But also, I went up last week on the footpath 19 up to the caves. The path now is just doesn't exist. It's just hoof marks from the bulls, deep ruts. And I actually nearly turned my ankle over just going up there. And I'm fairly, sort of healthy. I just think it's been done deliberately. And from the outset, that the intention was to stop members of the public using that field, even when there was no livestock in. That's from the time that the current tenant took over. They were keeping sheep in the adjacent fields, but being very aggressive towards anyone walking dogs along footpath 19 and 20. And I just think I've lived there for 31 years, and Aunt Helen, I remember we bought our house because of that field, and I had a three-year-old daughter at the time. And that play area, and actually the night that we went walking, we saw Katie, I think, out there playing with Jenny's daughter, and that is now, it's so sad to see, because it's a lovely, quaint little old playground, and it's just been taken away from the residents, and there's a lot of strong feeling about that, as you've probably seen from some of the emails.
Okay, well, just to go on from that, one of my neighbours has two young children, and they'd gone up there to play on the swing and taken their bikes and left the bikes outside the enclosed play area, and the car came and stood on one of the bikes and they couldn't get it back, or a bullock, which terrified them. And now they're not happy to go up there now. The email that was sent to ask if we still do go up there is, I replied, I don't go up there because it's impossible to go up there.
I just add that there were previous professional farmers in the past that have had livestock in that field and had them fenced appropriately. It was never a problem when the Sutton family were farming that field, both arable and livestock.
Thank you so much. Anybody else want to comment?
I've come because I've seen earlier committee meetings and an item that I was interested in, and it's not on tonight, so I've just checked. So I'm just going to listen. I might speak to you later if that's okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I would just echo the comments that have already been made. I think the two issues are physical accessibility because of fencing off and damage caused by the bulls in the field, but also intimidation. I certainly haven't used that path for a long time because of feeling intimidated by whether they, the tenants, owners, I don't know how you describe them, but the people who are keeping the livestock there. they're the two issues that I've experienced up there.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Can I ask a question to the members of the public?
Of course.
I was just wondering, you're saying when the previous tenant farmers looked after the field, how did they manage?
They put fencing in place. So as you went into the field, there was an area fenced off. And also they were shorter term. They had the cattle in there for a shorter period of time, so it never went through the winter and got churned up. But you know, at the time, we know Keith and Janet Sutton, and you know, they were just great. And our kids could actually go into that field with livestock and get safely in and out of the playground. We were happy to let them go out and play there. And at the time, talking, you know, sort of at primary school sort of age. So the little group, and I sort of think if I had grandkids right now, I'd be wanting to take him in there, and it would it just seems wrong that everybody who, you know, has had that taken away from them.
Ditto. You can't take grandchildren in there because it's not fit for
children. Mm-hmm. I did take a toilet there once and I didn't go back.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I just?
Of course.
Yeah. Surely we should be looking at what duty of care that the farm's got to that pathway for start off, and the people who are using that pathway, there's got to be something that he's got to be responsible for the duty of care that the people are going across the public land, which has got public right of way.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to approach that as well for him to come and sort what he's actually doing.
Yeah, because as you look at the actual gate, the stile is on the right hand side,
yeah,
and he's run his tractor right down there,
yeah,
next to the hedge.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just chewed it up. He's, yeah, not left any spare grass for anyone to walk.
So that's what we need to look at. That's the main thing, will be duty care for him,
yeah,
and the public. Mm-hmm. That's the way
it could be done with the appropriate fencing, but I expect it's not being done.
He's got to by law,
yeah,
care,
yeah,
because if something happens to someone on his land, he's the one who's going to be in trouble.
The comment on that is that there are bits of wire fencing sticking up.
That shouldn't be.
So we'll take it, because we've got a report in it which addresses some of those,
yes,
issues.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Can I ask one more question with regard to the footpaths going down to the caves? How was that managed previously in a better fashion?
It was just well walked. You know, it's a very, very popular walk. I mean, now we take our three dogs, who are, you know, small Shih Tzus, we just take them in the car to get them to somewhere we can walk, whereas previously we could walk for 70 yards on the lead and then be in that field when there was no livestock in the field off lead, and then you had a walk all the way through to the caves, little skip up to the golf course on lead, and it just gave you access to, you know, miles of walking.
Yeah.
And particularly now that, you know, the Woodland Trust have taken over the golf course, that would be great to have that, but you know, we're denied that by the actions of this tenant farmer.
I think it is that it's that frequent use that sort of kept the path down and kept it established, and now it's used so infrequently it's just become part of the field. I think that is the issue.
I took a picture last week of the, so that used to be a quite clearly defined path up until probably last summer, and now it's just rutted, and that's where I nearly turned. So basically there's no way you can go safely, and then when you get to the top, the gate, it's a very awkward kissing gate to get through now that they put it in to stop the bulls escaping, as they frequently do and did. But that's deep mud and bull crap. And that's the route up to get through onto the caves. As a result, the footpath 20 down to the caves has also become overgrown through sort of lack of use.
Just a sort of initial comment about we were mapping out some walks for the active travel group, and those walks up to where the top play area was supposed to be on it, until I tried to walk it, and that was abandoned very quickly after. Mm-hmm. We moved the mapping, yeah, that walk off.
Because a few people used to park on Manley Road by the caves and then walk through, yeah, back onto Top Road that way.
Okay.
So just one more question. One more. Has he put any signage up at all to make you aware?
Initially, so there's a lot of aggression by the tenants at the start of them actually taking
a piece of paper.
Yeah, but now, so actually, bizarrely, the residents were never, it was never clear to us that footpath 19 is an immediate left turn through the gate. Custom and use meant that people went back down past the playground and up the far side of the field, and that actually is not the path, it's just what people have got used to. I think you'll agree, Ellen and Pete. And I didn't know that until there started to be altercations on the walk with the tenant farmers, and who were quite, as I say, aggressive on many occasions to a lot of people that we know. And that then the bulls arrived, and now the field is unusable. And I think it was done deliberately, and I think we should get the right to walk there.
Okay, thank you very much for all your comments. We'll come to it on the agenda as well. You obviously, please feel free to stay while we discuss that item. So, moving us on then to agenda item number 4 is the approval of the minutes. So the minutes were in your pack. It's a meeting held on the 11th of March. Has everyone cited on them and happy that they're a true reflection of the meeting? Yep. Okay, I'll sign those for you, Joe. Agenda item number 5 is the budget report. So just to note, the report provided by the town clerk that was in your meeting pack. Agenda item number 6 is the quotations received and approved on the 11th of March. Just to note that all the works have now been instructed to complete. Agenda item number 7, this is Green Bates Community Park. So to note the quotation received for replacement trellis. So just to note that the replacement trellis is now metal trellis and not wood trellis.
Well, it's a suggestion. It's one of many suggestions. I've just received a last-minute report today from Stevenson Halliday. The maintenance team are coming out this week. They're going to be doing another stone pick on the site. The new planting does show signs of growth, and the wildflower seeding is growing, but it's very slow. In terms of the climbers that were growing up through the trellis, which keeps being destroyed, they have made another suggestion, is that we put a roll mesh around the uprights and don't even attempt to put anything in the gaps to allow the plants to grow up the posts. That would be a much cheaper option.
Yes.
I'm still waiting for a price on that, so I don't know whether there's no urgency whether you want to defer this until I've got full costings for all the other suggestions.
Can I ask a question about the fixings? Because I think I'm not against the mesh, but I think if the fixings would be really important not to be flimsy, because if they're flimsy fixings, they're easy to kick off. But if it's, you get something quite sturdy, the mesh could be good.
Okay. So should we defer that item, please, Joe, so we get some more costs? Okay. So, agenda item number 8 is the town clock. Just to note that the clock section of the clock was removed on the 2nd of April for refurbishments, and that's going to take approximately 6 weeks.
Can I just mention, we didn't actually warn the community that the clock was coming down on that day, I don't think. I didn't see anything on our website or anything.
It was in all the minutes. I agree, there wasn't a specific item.
But could we do that for when we're going to have the lane closure again, just so people have got a little bit of note, and they can go a different route if they choose to.
Yeah.
Okay.
That particularly was difficult because there was an emergency road closure on Howie, bottom of Howie Lane.
Yeah.
So that meant more traffic than usual. Yeah. Was
they were only there from 10:30 till 12:30.
I know they were, but that particular time it was quite busy, but we would never have known about the emergency road closure, so there's nothing we could have done.
Graham?
Sorry, in the court that we had for the clock, did that include the poles that the clock was sat on?
Yeah.
It did, didn't it? So what we're going to do with that, is it going to be shot blocks, are they taken away, or because of the light now?
If you remember, we had major conversations about this. There was a £25,000 quote and a £15,000 quote. You went with the £15,000 quote, which meant that it would be stripped and painted over 3 days in situ.
Okay. that's okay.
And then they'd be
crossed the face, they'd go on. With a screwdriver and a hammer, and I thought, that's can't be right.
That was right, because it was the only way to get into the mechanics at the bottom of the clock. Yeah.
No, I meant stripping the paint back, because he's done part of it.
Only to get into the mechanism,
right,
to remove the mechanism.
Right, that's okay, that's fine, thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, agenda item 9, this is our top road play area. So, just to note, the responses to the consultation and the report that's been provided by the town clerk that was in your pack. Joe, do you want to go through the actions and progress made to date?
Yes, just the actions were the issues with respect to footpath 19 and 20 were reported to Cheshire Rights of Way, Public Officer Rights of Way, who's a new officer. She has now visited the site twice, spoken with the tenant twice, and they have agreed measures to be put in place to make that both footpaths more acceptable. The bullocks are, I don't know whether they have been removed yet, but they are being removed. They will be replaced with further bullocks, but they will start much smaller. Animal welfare were also called out to check on the animals that are in there at the moment and determine whether they are being looked after in an appropriate way. And the agency has confirmed that they are, and there are no actions to be taken. The tenant has initiated process to alleviate the land conditions with plans for site rolling to flatten the land and hopefully address some of the waterlogging issues that are there. The recommendations that we've had, because obviously initially the thoughts were, what do we do with the play area? And it was very much a play area consultation, and the other issues became evident as we were looking at the play area. So the recommendations will be that we will monitor progress in the short term, see what happens, whether the actions are carried out, whether there are improvements to the footpath. At the moment, we as a town council have no authority to ask for any fencing to be put in place or anything to happen in that respect. So that will be fed back to the Public Rights of Way officer for them to consider, is this appropriate? Is the path accessible? Should there be something else that they're looking at? So yes, to monitor progress, try and maintain communication between the residents, the stakeholders, including FIFEs, which is the Church of England who own the land, and to just continue to have dialogue with them. I've found the tenant to be very approachable about the situation. I have had discussions with her, and we have talked about the issues which obviously you've all put forward in and which are in the report, and I've sent a copy to that report to her so that she can see how many concerns there are. I mean, it may not sound many that we had 30 responses back from ATA, but it's actually a very good response to a consultation. So we'll continue that. And in the meantime, the play area, we don't have any plans to do any refurbishment on there. I'm going to look to see if we can come up with some better measures to stop the birds. Because the birds are, bird fouling on the equipment is quite considerable. We have tried the metal sticky uppy things, and they don't work because they just sort of fall down over the equipment. Right. We've tried putting on cable ties and leaving them quite high. They don't appear to work either. So we need to look at other issues. It's become much more of an issue, I think, in recent years because the play area simply isn't used.
It hasn't been used.
So there's nobody scaring the birds away and making a noise.
Yeah, we always used to take tissues when we were taking our
kids. That's difficult.
And I ask our contractors every time they go, will they do a clean up while they're there? So I hope you'll agree that we are trying to mitigate the issues, and we will certainly keep an eye on it and keep it ongoing and at the top of our forefront of our minds. It is a lovely play area, and it's a shame that it's not used.
Yeah. So I guess we can keep contact with the new Public Rights of Way officer as well if they're liaising with the tenant. We just need to make sure and possibly have a look at that, whether they are going to request some fencing or whether we can request potentially the tenant.
And the good thing up there is she's very much a new officer. She's only been in post 3 weeks, so it's good to get in there with somebody who's new to it and try and make it part of something that they're going to be considering.
Okay. Lucy, you've got a question.
So my big concern around this is around park standards set out by Fields and Trust and the proximity that parks need to be to people's homes, to be for people to be be able to use them with the regularity that supports well-being and social connection in the community. I'm concerned to hear that there are people who are too frightened to use that park, and it could be being used by people who would really, really enjoy that and are currently unable to do it. I'm also concerned that parents using prams can't access that park, and with it being a public rights of way, I would like to see us being a bit more proactive, perhaps in conversation with this public rights of way officer, specifically in relation to the park, because it says on the actions and progress that they've agreed measures with the tenant to improve access to footpath 20, but there's not enough on there for me to be happy about the access to the park. And I think that's really important for those children and those families around there to have that social connection and that space, because it's quite far out, and the nearest park to that would be Church Fields, and you're not going to be able to use it with the same regularity, and it's so important for social connection in the community. So if we can be more proactive in relation to the park, I would really appreciate that.
Okay, yeah, and I think as Joe's set out, we're going to be in dialogue with Public Rights of Way Officer, particularly around access to the park, but also the public footpaths as well, and make sure we can get them back.
And it's also important for people to use those footpaths regardless of the park, because here we are promoting, you know, green issues, trying to be, you know, reduce carbon emissions, encourage people to walk, and this is something that stops that happening.
Agreed. So we'll continue that dialogue, Joe, with the public rights of way. And obviously what we'd like to do is keep the lines of communication open with yourselves as well, so we can make sure that progress is being made and we can get people back using those footpaths, but in a safe manner.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So agenda item number 10, it is a request for a bench. Joe has provided a report which is in your pack. So, I have some concerns here, I'd like to defer this item, but I think we need to have a look at further issues. The additional bench, there's no room around the memorial vantage point, as we have benches in there already. The only way would be to put the bench on the approach. However, we've already got a bench on the approach. When we spoke to the original designer, he said if we were to put another bench on, it would need to have exactly the same footprint area, and we don't have costings for that. We don't have any costings for actually for installation of a bench, regardless of what that bench type is. But I'd like to look at the condition of the current benches as well, because they are wooden benches, and I believe they are getting to the stage where they're getting quite worn.
Yeah, I understand the people who are proposing this intend to fundraise to pay for that.
Okay.
So I don't think it'll be a cost to FTC. They just want permission and advice on,
I think we need to go back to the original designer in terms of what, and then we can only work out costs from them in terms of installation.
Yeah, but they do intend to fundraise for this.
Okay. Judith?
We used to have a policy on memorial benches. Then we set up a working group to review benches, and some got refurbished and what have you. Wasn't part of their remit to revise the policy on benches?
We did.
Mm-hmm.
So there is already a policy?
It's on the website, and it's under seats and commemorative plaques,
right.
And it's under policies.
Because I'm just concerned that if we allow one person to have a memorial bench, then we can't say no to anybody else.
It's floodgates, yeah, I agree completely.
And people will always want them in the same place. They won't be happy to have them just anywhere in Frodsham. So perhaps our policy needs to be tweaked a little bit so that we're being fair to everybody.
And that's why I think, you know, some of that is, I think we need to defer this item, because I think we need to really rethink that and rethink the aesthetics of the memorial path, because I wouldn't want to see any changes to that. We get such good feedback on that at the moment, but I don't think we've got all the relevant information to make a decision this evening.
I've spoken to Chris Shaw about how they manage bench policies in Northwich, their strategy towards it is that there's a waiting list, and when a spot becomes available or a bench is worn, the person at the top of that list is contacted and they say, there's a space that's come available, would you like to replace this bench? And then you don't get worn out benches that nobody wants to sit on. Mm-hmm. And you've got a fair kind of policy that considers everyone. Mm-hmm. And maybe there are some new spots where benches could be, but it kind of, it seems to deal with it in quite a fair way. Yeah. So maybe we could look towards something like that.
Yeah. So we'll bring the policy back. I think if we bring this item back, we get all the associated costs associated with a new bench at Memorial Field. But again, let's have a look and bring the policy back, because that sounds like a really good way to do it. Space. Everybody happy?
Yeah, I was just going to say, the obvious thing is, what does the policy say?
Exactly.
It's on the website.
I know. Let's just bring it back when we know what the policy says, so we can say, yes, this meets the policy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agree. Okay. Deferred then. Thank you. Agenda item number 11. This was a meeting with Forest Hills Hotel. So there is a report in your pack. Just as a summary of that, the Forest Hills Hotel are having some antisocial behaviour with electric motorcycles using their car parks and accessing the memorial site. So they want to take some action as well. So they're putting in a parking eye so they can control what comes onto the car park and make sure that they are residents of the hotel or clients of the hotel. And we also walk down that pathway, so we are getting a quotation from
our grant maintenance.
We've had that, it's gone to Forest Hills. And that would be something like an accessible gate, potentially with a radar key, so that wheelchairs could get down there. But they have to maintain that footpath down there. But we're trying to really stop that antisocial behaviour of people gathering or racing.
It's quite bad.
It is quite bad, but it's not our path. We've got our new accessible
footpath. Bear in mind, we did put that path in.
Yeah.
Council did that.
Okay.
So they might say it is our path.
Well, we've discussed that, and they're quite happy to accept it is their path, and that any costs associated with installing a gate will be their cost.
Are they prepared to replace the broken barbed wire part of the
fence? We didn't think that was necessary if they install the fence.
If they install a gateway?
A gateway.
Oh, right, yeah. So they will be closing the big gate at the bottom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So but we're waiting to hear from them to see. Okay. But they have the quotations.
They've got the quotations. So
if the ball's in there. It is. But I think, if we could, then at least we can,
And it should prevent the issues that we've got up at the memorial with the electric
motorcycles.
Because what we think they're doing is accessing down the Forest Hills path and then ending up on our land, and that's when the issues happen. But there would be no point in us installing, for example, a fibre optic gate at our end of that path, because they could still get through the pathway.
Okay, so we'll bring this one back once they've made a decision about the gateway. Thank you. That brings us to agenda item number 12, which is the date of our next meeting, which will be Monday the 13th of May. And that's us done tonight. Thank you very much.